What's up, full-time hustle? How we doing today? This is Josh Fowler.
And I'm Susan Fowler.
And this is Full-Time Hustle. This is another Time Out Friday.
Yes, and today we're going to be talking about your elevator pitch.
Yes. What's an elevator pitch?
So an elevator pitch, I'm so glad you asked. If you Google it, The definition is a succinct and persuasive sales pitch. Basically, it's can you tell somebody what you do in the short time that you would be on an elevator?
Yep. This 10, is, 20 seconds, maybe.
I mean, less than
unless
that.
Unless you're in New York. You got a few minutes.
I know.
Somebody better gear up. I'm going to give them an earful.
I don't think anybody's talking to elevators in New York.
Okay.
You and me would be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, no, we don't talk anymore.
You ever heard of Fowler Studios? Let me tell you all about it.
But that's the thing. So a lot of it is, it's sometimes a hard thing.
It is.
Especially as a business owner. We know everything about our business and we are passionate about it.
And you want to give all the details and you're so excited.
And then the eyes glaze over and then suddenly somebody remembers something that they needed that is not near you.
Yep.
And so also it's tempting to somebody sometimes not really say what you do.
Uh-huh.
Use flowery language or be like, oh, well, I preserve memories with the use of my digital, you know, and it's like, okay, so you take
pictures.
You finished
that. That was really good.
I don't know. A digital contraption. And I preserve them for future generations.
I'm a storyteller without words.
Yes. And so I don't know why we would use that voice, but at any rate, it's...
It's what really pretentious people do, but go ahead.
I don't think they do.
Maybe they don't. Okay.
At any rate, it's just very important to be able to say what you do without just trying to, I don't know.
Okay.
It almost feels like you're trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes.
Sure.
Like when you're not really telling them what you do.
It's like a little bit deceptive.
Yeah. Like if you've ever had somebody be like, oh, I have this great health product. And you're like, tell me about it. And they're like, so, and they like dance around it. And you're like, just tell me what it is.
Oh, you have a weight loss pill.
Is it a shake? Is it a pill? Is it a workout program? Like, what is this? Just tell me. Yeah. Is it vitamins? Like, I just want to know.
You shouldn't have to go to a meeting to find out what somebody does.
Exactly. Exactly. And so the idea is to spark interest.
Yep.
And really, it's to make a good first impression.
Okay.
And so leaving the person kind of wanting more and leaving the person also having an idea of what you do.
Okay. So before we jump in real big, what is your elevator pitch?
I'm a photographer. I work with weddings, families, and business clients. And we also do videography.
Very cool.
And then
I realized
add on what?
In my pitch, I sometimes don't mention that we do photo.
I know you don't.
Whoops. Because you just, I'm like, oh, she mentioned me.
Yeah, and so I then add on to the end of that based on who I'm talking to. So if I'm talking to a mom with kids, I'm going to focus in on families.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm talking to a bunch of business owners, I'm going to focus in on, you know, the commercial clients, the business clients. And, you know, I do headshots and we also do short films for, you know, like Facebook ads and stuff like that. And, you know, usually the response from that is, oh man, that's where it's at. Video marketing's where it's at. And I'm like, yes, it is. And we do that.
So here's mine. This is what I tell people. I tell people that we're a media company. We're a media company. We produce cinematic. Are you laughing at me? You're messing me up my elevator pitch.
Do you
pitch.
Go, blah, in the middle of it?
I don't.
Okay,
I'm usually a lot more confident if I don't have somebody laughing at me.
Carry on.
I tell people that we're a media company that we produce in cinematic wedding film. Yeah, cinematic wedding films and social media. It's not ever an issue. It's
hard when you're talking on this. I mean, I'll admit the first time I pronounced the word business wrong and I made Josh go back and cut that part.
Business.
Business.
All right. We produce cinematic wedding films and social comedic. Okay.
Go ahead.
Fourth time's
this is
charm.
Terrible. This elevator ride is really long. This is terrible advice.
I had New York elevators in mind. We produce cinematic wedding films and social media commercials. They're kind of like the ones you see on TV, but they're just on social media. And we do photos for all that.
So, but the thing is we cater it to whoever we're talking to.
Yeah. Hopefully someone with a lot of patience.
Well, and we don't trip over our words because...
We specialize with people and lots of money and patience.
No. We are so used to saying that. Like, yeah, these are our basic ones, and rarely do we ever use those exact words.
Right.
Because those words are, like, so ingrained in us,
yeah,
that we can stray from that speech and still get it done in, you know, 30 seconds or less. Because really, you don't even have 30 seconds. And to keep someone's attention, yeah, and to make them want to know more.
Yeah.
And we would just really cater it for whoever we're talking to.
Yeah.
We want to relate to that person. We want, at the end of the day, we want them to know what they could use us for or what they could refer, yeah, us to other people for.
To be perfectly honest, like, I actually say one of two things. I don't even go into all that.
Go for it.
I usually tell people I'm a filmmaker or own a media production company, because the immediate thing they're going to do is like, oh yeah, tell me more about that. And then I get to tell all the easy stuff about how, like, oh, we make wedding films and we do social media commercials and we do, you know, photography for all that. We do spreads, we do editorial work, you know.
And then the number one question: so do you guys have a drone? Every time. Not 90% of the time. Yeah.
Well, I mean, people are super interested in that.
Yes. So, okay. Why do you need an elevator speech?
It's a speech now.
A speech, a pitch, whatever. It's all the same. It's just important to be able to quickly communicate what you do. You don't want to leave someone confused about what you do, because guess what? They are not in your world then. Like, you kind of, right, want to include people in your little circle as you go, and have, like, even if somebody's just heard of you once and they barely know anything about you, it's planting that seed in their mind. Because what if 3 days later somebody else mentions your name and they're like, oh yeah, I met her, I know about her, because, like, they heard your elevator pitch, and, you know, and being conversational about it, like, they're like,